We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Trina Martin. Trina is a motivational speaker and podcast host of Trina Talk, who inspires emerging leaders to pursue their wildest dreams with heart and grit. An accomplished and dedicated member of the U.S. military for nearly 30 years, she has broken barriers and made strides in her career that many said weren't possible. Her new mission is to show others how they, too, can achieve the impossible and define success on their own terms. Trina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for having me.
I am excited for this conversation because just based on your bio alone, I know you're going to have some amazing things to share with our listeners.
I hope so.
Well, I'm going to start right away with what made you have a desire to inspire others.
What made me have a desire is the fact that I am the fourth of four children, and I grew up with a verbally abusive mother. So I kind of learned and had to pull myself along with my own imagination, if you will, because my siblings are so much older than me that growing up, they seem more like aunts and uncles than brothers and sisters. So as I was learning and going through life, I said, you know what? I want to inspire other people so that they don't have to go through what I've gone through. So that's my passion, is trying to help someone else get to where they want to go if they don't have a support system in place.
Okay, good. And I'm sure a lot of people can appreciate that and have been in similar shoes, I would imagine. What made you want to be a speaker?
That's the way to get out. You know, it's funny because when I was in eighth grade, the principal chose me to be the speaker at the graduation to introduce the president, the principal of the school. So I did that, and most people would be knees knocking and teeth chattering, but I actually didn't feel that. And as I went along in life, and of course, being an officer in the military, I have to speak all the time to all levels of people. And I enjoy it, and that's my way of getting out and actually impacting and inspiring others.
Nice. Okay. If I was in eighth grade and was asked to be the just to address a big group, I think I would have definitely backed out of it somehow. That was not my area of comfort by any means. So what are some of the most important traits of being a good leader?
I have several values that I use and that I live by myself, but just to give you a few, my top one is character. And when I say character, I mean integrity. Do you have integrity? Do you have integrity for yourself? Do you respect others? All of that makes up your character. What do you believe in? What do you stand for? So character, compassion. Compassion is very big with me because nowadays, not nowadays, but just in general, there are not many leaders that have compassion. They want you to come to work, do your job, and that's that. You know, they don't care anything beyond the realm of the doors of the office. And I think not that you have to get into someone's personal life, but just, you know, knowing a little bit, maybe just greeting them at the door. Hey, how are you doing? How was your day? Oh, you have a child sick. Maybe naming that child by name, saying, hey, how is, you know, little Sarah? Is she still having fever? Things like that. And having compassion when someone says, you know what? I need time off because I have a parent that's elderly and ill, and allowing them to take care of that parent instead of saying, well, you know, sorry, you don't have time for that. Or, you know, that person is not in your immediate family, so you can't take that time off. So those things play into compassion, and that's something that leaders have to have. And it's kind of like the golden rule. You know, you want to do unto others as you have them to do unto you. Mm-hmm. So kind of in the same realm. And the other thing is listening. I think so many leaders, they are so used to talking and telling people what to do that they don't listen or they don't want to listen. And whether you're a leader or you're a person who is being led, I think if you listen, there's a lot that you can learn. Because even as leaders, you don't know everything. And just because you may have gotten to the C-suite or wherever doesn't mean that you don't have a need to develop more. So listening is critical with that learning and development.
Well, those are all really good, very important traits of being a good leader. I would agree with that. Strong character and integrity, compassion, and listening. Very good insights, Trina. All right, now we're going to shift to the topic of networking. So that's the goal of my podcast, is to help alleviate any pains or fears someone might have when they hear that word networking or building your network. So can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
So I was thinking about this, and my most favorite networking experience that I've had is when I was in grad school working on my MBA, and my MBA was on diamonds and the De Beers cartel. So I ended up going to Africa in Botswana, where the De Beers, their mine is, and that's where their big corporation is, one of them. And my ex-husband, who was then, we were just dating, he was working on his doctoral thesis, and he was there. But he ended up meeting and renting a room from this woman who was like an African socialite. So when I arrived, we went to a function, and this lady, knowing that I was working on my MBA thesis, she introduced me to the number two guy in De Beers.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness, how cool is this? And we chatted, and I told him, and he said, hey, you know, you want to take a tour of the mines? And I was like, well, yeah.
Wow.
You know, unfortunately, I was leaving in a couple of days, and of course, they had to run background checks and things like that, and they didn't have enough time to do that. So he gave me his card, and he said, well, hey, next time you come here, look me up, and we'll get you that tour. So that was my most memorable moment, and I almost wanted to extend my trip just to get that tour, because how often do you get that chance?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a fantastic story that you shared. Thanks so much for sharing that with our listeners. And I imagine that even though that's why you were in Africa to do some research, but you weren't intending on actually connecting with the number two person at De Beers.
Not at all.
That's fascinating. Cool. So amongst your travels and you know, obviously being in the military, you've probably connected with a number of individuals. How do you stay in front of or best nurture the relationships that you've created?
You know, I periodically check in with people, and, you know, I don't have time to talk to people on a consistent, regular basis, but I do have people that I still have my phone. So if I'm going, because I travel a lot, so if I'm going to, let's say, D.C., there are several people that I know that live there. I may shoot them a text and say, hey, you know, I'm coming to D.C. on this date. Can we get together for lunch or dinner or things like that? And most of the time I do. And sometimes if our schedules don't work out, I still keep in touch periodically via text. Maybe Christmas comes around and I send them a Merry Christmas text or something like that. But it's always good to periodically check in just to keep that relationship going so that the person doesn't think you just, you know, fell off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. No, that I like that when you're traveling, you've got connections in those locations. So why not get in front of them face to face or just connect or just let them know that you're thinking about them.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
To get out, whether it's conferences, social events, et cetera, to get out and to also open your mouth, use your voice, tell people what you do, use the connections that you already have, because even though the connection that you may already have may not, you know, have any, let's just say, doing business with you or anything like that, they may know someone who can, or they just may, in your circle of networks, you are getting introduced to other people. Just like when I went to Africa, this woman introduced me to the number two person in De Beers. That's how it happens. You just a person knows someone and say, hey, you know what? I think you should connect with this person. So that's how you keep your network growing.
Absolutely. So digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Well, both are valuable because today we are in the cyber digital age and you can connect with people, you know, quicker. But I still like the traditional face-to-face networking. I like it because you're able to present yourself so that people can see you. And I also like it from the standpoint of I like to see their authenticity as well, because you can gauge a lot from a person in their body language. And that's one of the things I have is a good read on people. So if someone is being sincere and genuine with you, with wanting to connect with you or whatever, you'll see that. Whereas online or just via email, you don't necessarily know what the tone is and what's going on behind the scenes. So they both have purpose, but I lean more to the traditional side.
Yeah, that makes sense. Especially as, you know, based on some of the comments you had earlier, that when you're traveling, you want to try to check in with someone in person, right? Mm-hmm. But absolutely, the digital world has significantly changed how relationships are created and nurtured over time. So Trina, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Wow, I would tell myself a lot of things. Okay. 20-year-old. But I think the most important thing I would tell my 20-year-old self is to pursue my passion instead of chasing money. And I say that because when you're 20, you know, like I went to college, I was the first person in my family to go to college. So it was all about, I'm going to college, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to have this fabulous career, which I did in a profession that I did make nice salaries. But when I look at it now, I wasn't really fulfilled. So I wish I had really thought about it and pursued my passion instead of going for the career that gave me the big bucks.
Interesting. Okay. And now are you pursuing that passion now?
Speaking is my passion. Speaking and I'm doing leadership coaching. So that all ties in. So yes, I am.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you can do it within the 6th degree?
Okay, so I am going to go for Michelle Obama. And because I'm originally from Chicago, I was born and raised there as she was as well. And I don't know if I could do it in 6 degrees, but I'm pretty sure I could get it done by her being a girl of Chicago. And I'm pretty sure she still has family and friends there. I'm pretty sure there's a roundabout way, but we probably could end up meeting or at least having an email to go, you know, between each other.
Mm-hmm. What about leveraging your 30 years in the military?
That could somehow work as well.
Another angle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As someone who's an advocate for leadership training and continuous education and improvement, I'm always curious what sources my guests are getting their new insights and information from. So are you listening to a podcast or reading any books right now that you want to share with our listeners?
I do them both. I'm just like you. I'm big on leadership, but I'm also big on personal and professional development. And I do a lot of personal development. So I listen to a numerous podcast. One is yours is one of them.
Fun.
But, and I read a lot of books and I kind of read several books at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm reading, I don't know if you are familiar, but Bishop T.D. Jakes, he has a book called Crushing. It just came out, I believe, in April.
I haven't heard of that one.
And basically it's about how things in your life that you think are crushing you and that are not good, how they can turn out to work for you good. And he gives a lot of his personal experience. He gets very vulnerable as far as telling things that happened to him through life and things that happened with his family, and how just as life goes on, things can take a turn, you know, if you have the right mindset. And then later on, you may find out that that thing that you thought was so bad and working against you was really placing you where you needed to be for the future.
Wow, that sounds like a good read.
It is.
I'm not allowed to buy any books until I've read all the ones that I have on my bookshelf right now, but I'm going to add that to my reading list, because that definitely sounds really interesting. All right, I'm going to turn the interviewer, swap it around a little bit here. I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me a question. So what is something that you would like to ask me?
Oh, man. So why are you so passionate about leadership?
That's a good question. Why am I so passionate about leadership? I think it's important to empower and inspire others. I mean, very similar to what you have said. You know, a lot of individuals need guidance, and I would say the majority of people are positioned as followers, and the leaders are those that can motivate and encourage everyone to be the best that they can be. So it's important to have really strong leaders that are guiding and motivating and mentoring those that are looking up to the leaders.
Oh, that was a good question. Good answer.
Oh, thank you. Trina, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Just, and this kind of reiterates what I said earlier, but just get out and talk to people. Talk to everyone when you travel, when you're at home, meetings, social settings, whatever, because you never know the opportunities that may come your way. And that's something that I've found out as I've gotten older, is just because a lot of times we're shy and we don't want to say, well, this is what I do, and try to connect with people. You just kind of keep it quiet and assume that people know. Well, they don't know. So my advice is just get out and go places and talk to people.
I think that's really, really insightful information. It's you, in order to build and grow, you need to get out there and have those conversations. It's simple, but it can be intimidating and scary for some. But the more you do it, the better you're going to be at it. Trina, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
The best way is I have a website, and it's trinamartin.com, but you can connect with me directly through LinkedIn and Facebook by sending me a message.
All right. And we will include all of that information in our show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Trina.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, great conversation. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Trina for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.